Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is Sunday, April 7th, and it is 5:16 in the morning, 56 degrees outside, nice and cool right now. Sometimes I do these episodes on Sunday, sometimes I don't, but the last few weeks I've been getting up on Sunday early, like normally, and going to the gym and all, reading, praying, and it's been awesome. So I'm continuing on. And let me just read you the scripture before I start driving here. Jesus says this, you know, after he's talking about the parables and all, he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." And so really, if I were to put this just in a one sentence kind of summary, I would say, you know, heaven is valuable. Like, we have a future that is absolutely amazing and astonishing and something to have joy over. Like, we look to the future. We look to the promises of God that he's given us now that affect us in the future. And we know that no matter what happens presently, that we have a future and a hope, and we're going to be with the Lord forever at some point. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Do we see eternity? Do we see our future with the Lord, our future in heaven, as valuable? Because our treasure is going to be in what our heart is focused on, right? And, you know, some people, most people, you know, non-Christians, unbelievers, live their life for the immediate, for what is now. You know, that's really what they focus on. That's all they focus on. They live for today. Or some, you know, live for the weekend. Because all their hope is in, you know, partying or going out and forgetting about life, you know, escaping. But for the Christian, our hope is in eternity. It's kind of like those things. Have you ever been going through some stuff and you're like, you know, I hear this throughout the years. And I've thought it myself sometimes. It's like, oh, Lord, just take me. You know, I'm ready to be with you. I mean, especially when there's times where it's like, you know, tough times at work or a lot going on or stress kind of builds up. It's like, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to be with you. Because we know, we say that because we know what our future holds. And we know who holds our future. And so we don't have to worry or fret or waste time right now wondering what's going to happen. You remember? Man, I didn't grow up in church. I grew up just doing whatever I wanted. Very, very lenient when they came to, you know, my parents. They let me do whatever, so... So I was just living for the now. I was just living for the next thing and trying to figure out what it was all about. I'm so happy and blessed, and there's so much pressure off now that I know what my future holds, what's going to happen ultimately. You know, I've had a lot of friends and, you know, church members like die in the last, you know, since I started going to church. And their funerals are like worship services because we all know that they are completely healed, if you will. No more pain. No more sorrow. No more tears, other than probably tears of joy. But they are with the Lord. So much better off than us, you know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, when we're focused on eternity, and when we look to what our future holds as Christians, that should bring a joy within us, because heaven is valuable, because it is an intimate and amazing thought to know that we are going to be with, one day we're going to be with Jesus forever. And so the more we fall in love with him on this earth, right now, today, presently, the more expectant we're going to be to be with him. Right? And so, but in the meantime, you know, like, remember Paul the Apostle? He was torn between going to be with the Lord and staying on earth to do the work that God's called him to do. He's like, I'd rather go to be with the Lord, but I'm still here. So he still has work for me to do. And that's the outlook. Yeah. We hope for heaven. We know where we're going when these bodies wear out. But if you have breath in your lungs, if God has given you another day, there's still more work that he has for you to further his kingdom, to let people know the gospel, to proclaim the truths that have set you free. In this age of grace that we're living right now, the only reason why the Lord Jesus is tarrying is because there are still more souls to be saved. And so let's get out there and be light for the Lord. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing Sunday. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.